much better days. Got to get back to our old ways. Hard times are over, good times coming soon. So don't you cry, baby, we're gonna fly. We'll be dancing on the moon. One sweet day
listening to Flower Petals and Dancing on the Moon on CIUT 89.5 FM and www.ciut.fm. I'm Carol B., your host for this session of Live from Studio 2. We're joined today by one of the hardest working bands in Toronto. They're passionate about their music. They'll gig anywhere. They've been in studio at CIUT and other radio stations by invitation. They're generous with their time, and I'm proud to be their friend. On behalf of CIUT and our listeners, may I extend a warm welcome to Greg Clark and the Mad Varks.
Thank you, Carol. It's an honor to be here.
I am so glad you were able to come in and share your time with us today.
So are we.
Now, before we really get started, could you tell us a little bit about that first medley, that first song combo?
Yeah, those are two songs from our latest album called Only the Best. And the first one was sort of an abridged version of an instrumental called Flower Petals. And that we started that, and then it segued into a song called Dancing on the Moon, which is another album song, and you've played that song on your show before.
It's actually had quite a bit of airplay, hasn't it?
Yes, and yeah. I love hearing it on the radio. It sounds great.
It was a COVID song.
Yes,
right?
Yes, it was about...
It was written during and about COVID.
Well, right. All four of you guys have been involved in so many other projects. I'm looking at you, Lauren. You do a lot of stuff.
I do.
Yes. You want to talk a little bit about some of your other projects, to give us a taste?
Maybe my favorite event that I get out for every year is the winter solstice. Ah. I'm one of the Kensington Horns. We play with Richard Underhill. And on December 21st, everyone's invited to Kensington Market.
Excellent.
A good time will be had by all.
Excellent. And Eli, you've played in other projects as well.
I think Toronto drummers, if you're not in three bands at any given time, exactly. You're probably doing something wrong.
Exactly. So. It's like a goalie, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Suzanne, what can I don't even have the time to talk about the number of projects you've been involved in. But there was the Elemental Choir at one point.
Yes, sadly, we haven't had any lately, but that was a highlight with Christine Duncan as our director. And we got to be the house band for Tanya Tagak when she got her Polaris Prize. So that was very exciting.
That was very exciting.
But yes, I still am working in the improvisational scene in Toronto.
But we haven't played ukulele in quite a while together, have we? No. Maybe that's for the best. And Greg, you've done so much.
Yes, yes, but I love playing in the Mad Varks more than anything else in the world. And I love this band and I love these people.
Well, how did you all get together, given how much you've done outside of the Mad Varks? How did this happen?
Oh, if you ask all four of us, you'll probably get four completely different stories. Sue and I started it. She was playing bass in a Ramones tribute band and wanted me to run her through the songs. And I was taking my acoustic guitar and playing with her, and I thought, she ever good. And we lost our bass player, the band I was in previous. And so she just joined, and that's how we started the Mad Varks. I was in a different band before that. And we had a gig and it broke up, so I just kept the gig, and Sue and I formed the Mad Varks. And we had a different saxophone player and a different drummer at the time. But now we got this band, and this is the best one.
I was going to say, this is your forever band, right?
Yeah, this is the band. We can read each other's minds and just do it that way.
And recently you recorded an album, a fully produced album. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes. It's called Only the Best, and it's 11 originals and one cover song. We recorded it at Green Door Studio with John Creechley co-producing it with us, and he did a beautiful job. He had a great room, and he knew exactly how to get the right sound, which we were looking for, the way we play. And I love the mix of it, and I just love the way it sounds. We played a lot of those songs. We're going to be playing a lot of those songs today that you'll hear. And I want to tell everybody, I recorded that album with Todd Rundgren's guitar pick. The whole thing was done with Todd's pick. I went to see Todd at the Mod Club years ago, and he tossed his pick out, and my friend's got an eye like a hawk, my friend Mike. And nobody could find the pick. It went up in the air and down on the floor, but Mike saw it. He just went down and grabbed it and gave it to me. And I kept that pick for years. And when we got the opportunity to go into Green Door, I just took that pick and recorded every note with Todd Rundgren's pick. And I'm so proud of that.
Have you told him?
No.
You need to.
Yeah, I gotta find him and tell him.
Yeah, he has a Facebook page. He has a Facebook page. You should let him know.
Yeah, we met him once, but I didn't. In person. We hadn't made the album yet. So.
Well, exactly. I have the picture of you talking to him, actually.
Yes, he was a very beautiful guy, you know. He was very nice, and I've loved him since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And to meet him and have him be nice to you, that's such a great thing.
Well, it's an interesting thing in this digital age, because I know this album is out on Bandcamp, right? You've got it on Bandcamp, but you chose to press it to vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me about that.
Well, that was primarily my idea.
Yeah, there you go.
Because there was several things. One is it's an homage to our mothers, in part, and to the past, as well as to our futures. And vinyl is a very tactile thing, and it's... I envisioned it as an art object as well as a sound project. So I really wanted that as something we could hold on to and wouldn't disintegrate with time. And just for the visual, the love of it, the sensuality of it. Plus, I noticed that a lot of the DJ culture is spinning live vinyl again, and it seemed to be a time to bring it back. That's why.
And it's beautiful. Clear vinyl. You can see right through it. And if you look at the, what do you call it, between the label and the grooves?
The runout groove.
The runout groove has
secret messages
on each side. Etched into the side, which you can't do with anything else but vinyl.
And where can this vinyl be obtained?
Through the Bandcamp.
It's through Bandcamp as well?
You can do it through Bandcamp or come out and see us live. We'll be... playing your scene again.
Some of our neighborhood stars have it. She said Boom's got it. That's Gord's right. Back Room has got it. Tonality is carrying it. Pandemonium, Lost and Found.
These are in the Junction.
Yeah, these are all stores in the Junction. We basically live around the Junction. We're all West End kids. And we want people to go to those stores and buy them.
And we are playing on Friday the 13th, December 13th.
And where are you going to be playing?
We'll be playing at the Axis Bar and Grill on Dundas West.
In the Junction.
In the Junction. And we will have some albums there if anybody can make it. We would love it. There'll be four bands playing. We'll start around 8 o'clock and finish by midnight. And,
that sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys. 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
that's the one. One, two, three, four.
Just keep on singing your own song. It helps you.
If you're just tuning in, we are joined by Greg Clark and the Mad Varks. Now, what is the origin story of the name Mad Vark? Is there an origin story behind all of this?
There is, but if I were to tell you the truth...
Perhaps this isn't for airplay?
It's nothing obscene. It's just something that I really can't say on the air because it's such a strange, strange story. And I would love any one of your listeners out there just to guess where I got it from. And if anybody...
Cemeteries are involved, are they not?
Yeah, it's something to do with a cemetery, but that's as far as I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Okay. Continuing.
If you guess it right, we'll give you,
a copy of
free
the vinyl.
Yeah, you'll get a free vinyl. Okay. Feel free to call in and say, I know where you got that name from. And that's nobody that's in my phone book or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Here's an easier one. Your inspiration, both sonically and lyrically, for a number of your songs. Now, I know that you're a Todd Rundgren fan, and I know you're a Beach Boys guy, but these lyrics.
Yeah, well, I sort of write, I write two types of songs, really. There's religious songs and secular songs. And, that's basically what we do. We're a spiritual band and we're also a secular band. And on Saturday nights, we can get really secular. Most of the songs we played today were secular songs, but we did do Holy Shroud Rock, and that's one of our religious songs. And we did Jesus Meets Frankenstein, and that's a religious song. And we have another one called Jesus and Buddha. But we didn't play that one today. And Peace on Earth is a religious song. And I think actually we sort of did, it was almost half and half. We did a lot of religious material today.
You did?
Yeah.
We felt the energy from the other side of the glass. Of course we did.
I feel spiritually cleansed after doing this afternoon.
Now, Greg, you've been here before.
Yes.
We met a long time ago, and so you have this affiliation with the station, but you also had a connection, and I'm only going to throw this out for just a moment because it's so interesting. You have a connection to pirate radio.
Yes, yes. Well, I wanted to say something. Like, I discovered CIUT by one day just fooling around with the dial on the radio at home and hearing Ruby Slippers on the radio, and I was thinking, wow, there's some good rock music. It was something interesting, and it was just sort of on in the background, And I thought, that's good stuff, and it made me feel good because I was thinking, there's bands out there doing stuff that I don't know about. That's good. It's not like all the good stuff's gone. And then, so the next week, I remember turning on the radio again at the same time, thinking, let's see if that's back on again. And sure enough, I didn't realize how it worked, right? And you were talking about pirate radio. And I was, all of a sudden, that really perked my ears up because I played in a band for years and years called the Corn Dogs. And my partner in that band, Brody Lodge, his father was a DJ on Radio Caroline, the floating ship out there that played all the bands that nobody, they'd play the Who, they'd play the Pretty Things, they'd play, the Kinks. Nobody was playing that stuff back in the day. And I was going, wow, she's talking about pirate radio. And that's when I felt compelled to reach out. And I remember that's how it started. I think I sent you an email.
You did?
And I was hearing the music you were playing, and I had put out some CDs as a solo artist, and I thought, I bet you my stuff would fit in with this. It just felt like it. It just did. And so that's how it started, really. And I was amazed that when you wrote me back, you said you heard Todd Rundgren. And I never talked about Todd in my letter. I go, wow, I love that, because you knew what it was about. I thought, she understands what I'm doing. And that's how it all started. Somehow I ended up coming here and doing that interview that time with you, playing my stuff and stuff that I liked and playing all my favorite bands, local stuff. I remember that interview. That was a while ago. But
it was quite a while. That's when I met Susie, too.
Yeah, Sue came.
Yeah, she came as well.
I remember most of what we did in here. We did something very similar to what we did today with Susie and I going into the other room and doing a concert, a mini concert with acoustic guitar and bass. And I remember having such a good time, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be such a blast to get the band in here? And now,
and here you are.
Yeah, here we are.
Here you are.
1, 2, 3, 4. Shack, all I had was hanging off my back. Only you know how I loathe this place called. Thank you. gonna leave, get a job with the help and the grace of God. Make lots of money, get rich, I know. Bring it back to just leave it. It's fun.
All right. Rockstar.
I liked your solo.
Yeah.
It was airy. I liked it, though. It was just like cutting.
Okay. So, Rockstar.
1, 2, 3, 4. After all those years, you think I'd be sick of that stuff. But the more I get, the more I can't get enough. Where she comes, don't let her in. I can't help it, don't happen again. Oh no, oh yeah, oh no, oh yeah. gonna show me where the snake was. I've seen lots of snakes before, but I don't see them anymore. Not like I live under a rock, just like the snake we saw last walk with you. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Greg Clark and the Mad Varks live from Studio 2 at CIUT 89.5 FM. Now, in the past, in the broadcast for this sort of a show, I make the band do the Desert Island playlist, you know, where you have to consider if you were stuck on a desert island, if you could only have five albums, what would they be? Presuming, of course, you have electricity. But I thought it'd be more fun to do something individual. And originally, I was going to put questions in a hat and make everybody pull a question out and just answer it off the cuff. But then I thought, I don't know, I kind of want to explore what I think these guys might be all about. So I'm going to ask each of you a question. Who wants to start? Who's brave? Do I have to pick someone? All right, Eli.
I'll volunteer, Lauren.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been volunteered.
He's got the jazz hat.
You have. Okay. What was your favorite gig that you've done without the Mad Varks?
Without the Mad Varks? Well, for a while now, I've been playing the Sororan Farmers Market.
Really?
With the Ronci Jam Factory.
Oh, wow.
And that's coming up again. They're going to be indoors now for the winter.
That's right.
And it's kind of a fun gig.
That's great.
And no tenor saxophone. Oh. Usually bass, clarinet, flute, all the other instruments.
Yeah, you're a multi-instrumentalist.
I've got 139, but the tenor sax.
And counting.
Tenor sax is my favorite.
Every week he emails us. Oh, I bought another.
I bought something else. You sound like somebody who has a guitar thing.
He's
right?
Got a music shop in his front.
Oh, you should see it. He's got a harp. He's got everything,
he's
like
got a
real harp.
Love that Celtic harp.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful sound, a Celtic harp. Okay, Eli, you suggested Lauren. So Lauren's going to suggest you, right?
Yes.
Isn't this how this works?
Absolutely.
Okay, your question. If you gave up the drums, what instrument would you gravitate to, or would you rather front a band?
I've done that, too. Mm-hmm. I would probably pick up one of the 12 guitars around the house. And,
okay.
So
I'm
that.
Sensing a theme here.
We had. There was a band called Junction Derailers that had a very good friend before he moved up to Sault Ste. Marie, Tim Lawrence, and... that was a bunch of fun, but it's kind of nice sliding back into the drum seat, and I think I'll stick with this for a while.
Yeah,
I've been here for 40 some years, and it seems to be what I'm still the best at. The guitar is a lot of fun, though.
Well, as long as it's the one you enjoy the most.
Yes,
I used to love when you'd get up front with the Derailers. So.
It was
good
days.
It was a good band.
Okay, Suzanne. Now, I want to start this by saying this is not your only superpower. You have, we talked about this before, you're not just what I'm about to say. You're also a multi-instrumentalist. You have all sorts of mad skills in all sorts of different directions. But here's your question. What would you pick as a dream venue for a gig, and what would your stage wear look like? Because you're the fashionista in this crowd.
My dream venue. That would help. Whoop! It's dark in here. I think Maple Leaf Gardens would be a great venue. And, given the size of the place, something very sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
And big hair. And, of course, matching my strengths.
Yes.
Course.
Well, our listeners can't see Susie's bass, but you have pink strings on your bass.
Neon pink strings.
Yes, neon pink strings, which is awesome. Yeah, I'd love to see you in Maple Leaf Gardens. I think that would be a fitting place. Totally. And last but not least, Greg, and this one, you're going to hate me for this one. If you could play with Todd Rundgren, what song would you choose to play with him?
Oh, wow.
Exactly. I knew I'd get you on that one.
That's like, you know, I can't sing I Saw the Light. It's just a little too high for me. His voice is, I'd like to do one of the harder rockers, like Little Red Lights or... like something from Something Anything, or you know what, actually, one I'd love to do is from Wizard of True Star, You Need Your Head. It's just a really short piece where he's just, it's just like heavy screaming rock and roll. And I love singing like that.
Yeah, I know. I heard you. Oh my goodness. And then maybe we should play some more music.
Yes, yes.
So we're closing in on the end of the hour with Greg Clark and the Mad Varks. Any gigs in the foreseeable future?
Yes, we have two that we would love to see people at. One is at Axis Grill on Dundas West.
It's marked in my book.
Keel Street. That would be Friday the 13th at 8 o'clock. We have our first band, Brownlee 5, and then a few other bands as well as
Rock, Paper, Funk. And then there's us. And then there's Frequency, and that's Freak, like Freak Brothers, Frequency Z. And, and it's going to get crazy in there.
And we also have a gig at the T.O. Lounge on Queen Street West on January the 12th. It's a Sunday. It's an early gig, so all kinds of ages can come. And we'll be starting between 3 till 7 on that Sunday. So we would love to see people out.
That'd be great.
That's a great place to go and go in the daytime.
Both of them, both of them are great. Offer food, like restaurant and bar service. So
perfect.
A full range of activity possibilities.
And Greg, do you have any final words for our listening audience?
I just want to say that on behalf of the band, this has been such a joy for us to do. We had a lot of fun. We've been having so much fun in this studio and playing. And I just want to thank everybody here at CIUT for having us, and thank all the listeners for listening, and hope to see everybody again real soon.
Yeah, we hope you come back again.
Oh, we do too.
Maybe there's an interview in the future. Let's see.
Yeah.
You never know. You've been listening to Live from Studio 2 at CIUT 89.5 FM, www.ciut.fm. On behalf of us all, thank you, Greg, Eli, Lorne, and Suzanne, for joining us. This is Greg Clark and the Mad Varks and Carol B. signing off.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Seasonal Witch. When I look out of my window, tell me, what do I see? When I look out of my window, staring right back at me, and it's strange, so strange. Got to pick up every stitch. Rabbits running in the ditch, beating it out. Get rich quick. Tell me, what do I see? When I look out of my window, staring right back at me, and it's strange, it's so strange. Pick up every stitch. Rabbits running in the ditch.
The hippies out to get rich quick. By the way, no need to run. It'll be a better day.
you. All the different faiths say the same thing through and through. Do what we can to make the world a better place. Look at how we got here. Don't make the same mistakes. Let's give our hearts to peace on earth, all across the universe. Let's give our hearts to peace on earth. Yeah, one more time.
CIUT 89.5 FM, Toronto.